When you walk through the doors at Lucy Florence Cultural Center, you are taken aback by the bright colors and elegant decorations. There's a coffee bar to grab a bite to eat. The hallway leads to hidden rooms filled with artistic treasures. There's even a room with a stage, piano, and rows of seats to put on a good show. It's a place for the people of Leimert Park to collaborate and bring together the cultural, political, talent, and economic values of the village.
My name is Nana Jumphy. This place, the Lucy Florence Coffee House and Cultural Center, is one of the things that holds it down, you know, one of the anchors of the village.
As loved as Lucy Florence is, it still hasn't brought in a lot of foot traffic. The center is owned by twin brothers Rich and Bob Harris. Rich Harris says they have to close up as early as May because they are having trouble coming up with the rent money.
We are desperately gathering up monies to pay a financial emergency here at Lucy Florence.
The brothers recently returned back from visiting their home city, Atlanta, where Rich says small businesses in the African American community flourish and attract people of all backgrounds. They believe Lucy Florence can do the same.
We want that type of feel to create itself in a community that has often, way before we became a part of it, is labeled as the last and only cultural participation in Los Angeles.
As a way of encouraging people to come into the store, they've been offering a 50% off sale. But right now, the center still stands as a place where people like Cheryl Tate came today because she wants to support the family-like atmosphere.
You know, you don't have to come in and buy anything. You can come in and sit down and have a cup of tea, you know, and you can partake of all the art that's in here because there's a lot of culture in this building.
Even though you don't have to buy anything, the Harris brothers are hoping you do. If the Lucy Florence Cultural Center can bring in more business, it will have a chance to survive and serve the community. Liz Warden reporting, Annenberg Radio News.